It's the noon hour of madness and mayhem powered by McKenzie River Pizza, Idaho Falls. I'm Victor.
I'm Peaches.
And we got a special guest in here.
What's up, everybody? It's Dogface.
Dogface! So excited to have you in, man.
That's what's up.
I've been talking about it on air for, I guess it would be probably about 2 years now or so, that, you know, how do I get Dogface in here? And I'm pestering people on Facebook. And
he's been begging big time.
That's insane. I can't believe I haven't heard about it till just now. You know what I mean? Just recently, I've actually just heard about it.
Yeah, my Facebook friends who claim to know you, dropping the ball, apparently, because, I was relentless about it for a while. So
that's insane.
Better late than never, man. I appreciate you taking some time to stop by and hang with us, because you definitely appear to be a pretty busy guy these days.
Yeah, like I said, always back in the day, I was always working no matter what. You know, now it's the same. I'm working, but just a different atmosphere, obviously.
It looks like a pretty fun atmosphere.
Exactly. Yeah, it's gotten a little bit brighter.
For sure, man. I look forward to kind of getting into all that, the 2 year journey you've been on, because it's just so cool to see somebody from right here in East Idaho have that kind of stuff happen for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially in little town, Idaho Falls, you know what I mean? If town always, but yeah.
Yeah, were you born and raised East Idaho?
Yeah, born and raised down at the Uptown Trailer Park when it used to be, right by Broadway Fords.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they tore that down and we had to move and all that. Yeah, we was gone way before that, but yeah.
Right on, man. Well, yeah, Peach is here. He's from elsewhere. I'm Pocatello born and raised, but.
Right on.
Yeah, always great to see local people doing big stuff. And I mean, you were one of the absolute biggest things during the pandemic.
You know? Yeah, it's a trip to me, man. It's mind blowing. You know what I mean? That how many people seen that video, how many people reacted to it, you know, the feedback I got from all around the world. You know what I mean? It was just insane.
I was telling Victor on TikTok alone, 90 million views. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It blows my mind still.
I got excited for 12,000 on our K-Bear account.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that. We hit 1,000 plays on this
right,
one.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, that's where it all starts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll definitely have to get some tips from you while you're in here. Because
no doubt.
We don't know what we're doing. So stick around. We're going to chat with Dogface throughout the noon hour today. If you want to text in any questions, you can. 208-535-1015. Here's My Chemical Romance. It's the noon hour of madness and mayhem powered by McKenzie River Pizza of Idaho Falls. I am Victor.
I am Peaches.
And we got Dogface in the house, finally.
Yo, that's what's up.
Man.
You had to play this music, huh?
I was going for my my hip-hop music beds, but I couldn't. They didn't pop up. For some reason, they're not where they're supposed to be. So I guess back to the future it is.
Right on. That's what's up. Keep it futuristic.
Well, getting into that 80s vibe, which that is what kind of led to you blowing up into one of the biggest TikTok stars. And I think you've got to be the biggest celebrity in East Idaho, right?
I have no idea.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't feel like a celebrity still. You know what I mean? It just trips me out that people want pictures with me. Right. You know, I'm making moves still. Like I said, it feels like I'm still working, just different atmosphere. But yes, it is crazy.
What does your work schedule look like now? How do you kind of go about your day? Because you're putting out a lot of different kinds of content.
Yeah, basically, I just keep doing my regular stuff, you know, on TikTok and IG, you know, skits and regular TikToks, trends or stuff like that. I'll usually get promotional deals where people want me to promote their stuff, you know, or whatever, put it on my page because I do have 7 million followers on one, 2 million on the other one, you know what I mean? So I can promote what they want, so I do that sometimes. I'm doing hosting shows now. I'm just now going to be going to Canada. I just now heard on the 22nd or something like that to be hosting a show out there.
Nice.
And then it's an indigenous show out there. So yeah, come back on the 26th. Then after that, I'll be heading to California for something for my wife, I believe. And then yeah, I'm waiting for reservation dogs. Like I said, I'm starting to do my acting, you know what I mean? Starting to do acting and stuff like that.
That's
so
cool, yeah.
I try to stay busy, you know what I mean? Plus, my management has been keeping me busy, so shout out to Giotoni Inc., you know what I mean? They've been helping me out.
Yeah, that was the number I needed, I think, about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
The management number.
Yeah.
Like I said, my Facebook feed. I know the man. I grew up around him. I'll get all of him.
I get messages all the time, and then I'm just like, yeah, they get lost, you know what I mean? And then I just can't find them, skim through them, and I'm just like, whatever. I don't even look at them half the time.
I can imagine. When you got that many people following you on all of your different platforms,
oh yeah,
probably the DMs are just, yeah, let them pile up.
Yeah, out of control.
So you started off, you were pretty big on TikTok before you made that Dreams video, from what I understand.
Yeah, I had 750,000 followers before the video popped off, you know, just doing regular skits and everything like that. I went viral on a couple videos that got me those followers, doing a get up dance. That was an old country song, or I don't know. Who sings that? I can't remember.
Is that Blanco Brown? The Get Up?
The Get Up song.
Yeah, Blanco Brown.
Yeah, okay. I did a viral TikTok dance to that. That got me up to like 60 or 70,000 followers overnight. And then did a song with Bone Thugs and Harmony that got me a couple extra 100,000, you know what I mean? Then after that, I just started building up slowly, slowly. Before the video, I had like 750,000, it was.
And that Dreams video, you know, across all do they give you any kind of estimate across all platforms where that video appeared, how many times that may have been viewed everywhere?
They got the numbers somewhere, and I've seen them before, and I just can't remember where they are, but they have them out there. You know what I mean? You can Google it or whatever, and it comes up, and they're just crazy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, right. Just insane.
Well, and when that video came out, you know, we were in the depths of the pandemic. I saw so many different articles and people commenting about how that video just like made their day. It brightened everything up, just the cool vibes that you had going on. And you were living in some rough times during those times that you put that video out. You know, what was it like going from that living situation to where you are now, man?
It was all right. You know what I mean? Like I said, I was going through it, you know, but I wasn't down and out, you know. I was doing my videos every day. I was staying over there by Monrock, you know, right by the river.
Yeah.
And I did get kicked out of my spot once in a while. Cops came up and put a sign on my thing, you need to move, this and that. I was like, man, that sucks, you know. But I just picked it up and then came back at night and whatever, you know, just did my thing.
Right on.
But like I said, I was still working. I was still, you know, I had family to go to, you know, and everything. I was homeless. I just wasn't, you know, starving. You know, I wasn't down and out. You know, I was just still living life the way I should. You know, to me, it was like I was camping.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was out there camping for a good 2 months, something like that, you know. But it was all right, you know. Then after that, like I said, I was just waiting for a fire because I do wildland firefighting with show bands. You know, it's camp crew is what I do.
Yeah.
So I do that in the summers with the show band camp crew down there in Fort Hall. So then I got a fire like right before the end of the year. I was able to get money. Like I said, I used a whole check. Well, not the whole check, but I used some of the check to get me, you know,
yeah,
trailer. And then that's when I moved into Walmart parking lot, you know what I mean? So yeah, but like I said, it was rough and everything, but I just, you know, you don't let it bring you down, you know what I mean?
And I think it showed watching that video. I mean, you just were having a good time.
Oh yeah.
And I wonder, just to this day, and I'm sure you do, what it was about that video that just hit with everybody. It had to just be the good vibes all around.
Yeah, I don't know, like I said, the whole world was just in the downward fall, you know what I mean, or something, right. You know, and everybody was just down at that same point of time, I guess, you know, and everybody got to look at that video at the same point in time, kind of, I guess, you know, because it just got shared so rapidly, and it just lifted up everybody's spirits, man, and, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of that, you know what I mean, just be the one that did it, you know, it's just crazy.
Has anybody from Fleetwood Mac reached out to you ever since then?
The only one that reached out and I got much love for him is Mick Fleetwood, you know what I mean? He sent me his drum top, a couple of his drumsticks, signed them and everything like that. They sent me gift cards. I heard, I never found them, never got them in the mail or nothing like that. And he sent me a happy birthday on my birthday through phone. You know, he called me and everything. So it was video and everything like that. Other than that, that was it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Just nothing. Then.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, I would have thought
Stevie
the whole
Nicks didn't even say hi, nothing.
Stevie, what up with that?
Yeah, Lindsay didn't. Nothing, you know what I mean? Nothing. It was just insane. They put my name and tagged me in their videos. So, you know what I mean?
There you go.
So, yeah. But, yeah, Ocean Spray showed nothing but love, you know what I mean? And I got much love for them for that, you know what I mean? They did show out and, you know, in my eyes, paid it forward in a way, you know what I mean? I wasn't asking or begging for nothing, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? Pay it forward in a way, you know, it would be nice, you know what I mean? Especially them. Holy moly, they got a grip. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
I would imagine that had to help cranberry juice sales.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
For sure.
And that's why I said they helped me out, you know, with gigs on the side, promotions on the side. They really didn't sponsor me, but they still helped me out, you know?
That's great.
So, hell yeah.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac, man. I mean, because as a guy whose job is to watch music charts and things like that, mm-hmm. I know what that video did for that song.
Oh, yeah.
So, come on, Stevie.
That's what I say, man.
Give Dogface a call.
I would love to see
me a bone.
The comparison between his impact on the Fleetwood Mac song versus Stranger Things with that Running Up the Hill.
Well, you know, from watching charts, I mean, it was the same exact kind of thing. All of a sudden, Dreams was everywhere. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
And I bet that's on every AC station in America now, whereas before, maybe not all of them, you know, and not in the kind of rotations it is now, because Cannonball's got that, Classy's got it. I mean, everybody's playing it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many times we've thrown it on our show, but, you know, just to have on in the background because it's a thing.
Yeah.
Man.
Everybody says it's my theme song now, and I'm fine with it. You know what I mean? I'll take it. Everywhere I go, I hear it. I still don't get tired of it. It's a classic, no doubt.
Yeah, so were you a big classic rock fan growing up?
I listen to everything, honestly, you know what I mean? I mean, everything, you know? It's just whatever my vibe's kicking at the time, you know? And whatever, who I'm kicking it with. I can jam out to any type of music, you know what I mean? It's just, I just love everything.
Well, I definitely want to get into some more music stuff with you on the next break, because you've been doing some pretty interesting things in the music world that... being my age and growing up on some of the hip-hop stars I did, I just think is so cool. So stick around. We got Dogface hanging out on the show today. The noon hour of madness and mayhem powered by McKenzie River Pizza of Idaho Falls.
K-Bear 101. K-Bear 101.
It's the noon hour of madness and mayhem powered by McKenzie River Pizza of Idaho Falls. Victor Wilt.
I'm Peaches.
And we've got the legend himself, Dogface, in the K-Bear studio. Finally.
Yeah,
man. Appreciate you coming by. And you have been keeping really busy since you really blew up on the socials at the beginning of the pandemic. One of the first kind of major things that I saw happen with you was you released your own cranberry beverage.
Yes, I did.
Cranberry Dreams.
Yeah, Cranberry Dreams from Beatbox. Like I said, we got a nationwide. It's amazing seeing it everywhere I go.
I recall the first time I saw it in Fred Meyer, and you know, they had the nice display set up, and I, of course, had to buy one
and
give it a whirl. That's some good stuff, man. It's dangerous.
Tell me about it.
It goes down really easy. And
yes, it does. Goes down really easy.
Packs a nice punch.
Yes, it does.
So do you enjoy it straight, or do you have any special recipes and concoctions you enjoy throwing together to make special?
You can mix some, I'm not really sure what wine it is called, but yeah, you can mix some wine with it. You know what I mean? Or you can make it stronger if you want with some vodka, obviously. But yeah, just throwing it on some glass. In a glass, you know what I mean? Just pouring it out of the container and everything. It kind of goes down a little bit smoother that way because you know how much you're drinking and everything, like I said, instead of just holding the bottle in your hand. Because then you want to just drink it all real rapidly because, you know what I mean, it tastes so good.
That's how I drink it. Straight out of the container, and it went down fast.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cranberry Dream. So... are you looking at doing any other things like the Cranberry Dreams beverage? What other Dogface products are in the works or are out there right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to get some CBD stuff out there right now. Obviously, we're going to get a cranberry CBD drink. We do have CBD product out here right now at Vapor Door.
Okay.
And we're talking with CBD Nugget as well. Like I said, we're not going to saturate all Idaho Falls. We just want them in a couple of different spots, you know, so that everybody can hit them up.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, you can find Cranberry Dreams at Country Corner as well. I just now found that out yesterday.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know what I mean?
There we go.
So yeah, it's everywhere. Like I said, they got a app inside the IG app. You can look up on the store locator. You can find it. You know what I mean? Cranberry Dreams, it's everywhere. CBD, we're going to be getting that everywhere. But until then, it's... at Vapor Door right now.
Awesome. Is it pretty weird when you're out of state and you walk into a store and you see your Cranberry Dreams beverage for sale?
It's so crazy, man. And I do it everywhere I go because I want to see where it's at. Because I can get a list or a map and all that. But then, you know, I use the app. I show it on IG that I use the app to find it on the store locator. And yeah, it takes me right to where it's at. I go there, I buy it. I, you know, show everybody how easy it is. But it's just so crazy, you know what I mean? Because just looking at it, knowing that that's mine, it's insane.
Yeah, if the bosses would allow us to have a beverage while on the job, I certainly would have had some sitting here so I could enjoy one with you.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll have to make that happen outside of the old work hours. Because like I said, tasty stuff, man. And yes. I recommend if you're into beverages, you give it a try, people. So... aside from the beverage and the CBD, you got your web store with all kinds of other different merchandise people can pick up.
Yes, I got, like I said, my regular dab pendant. It's all novelty, you know what I mean? And I have new jackets going up right now. They're windbreakers, but they're like holographs so you can see them. You know, they shine and all that. And like I said, I'm getting some new merch up. So like I said, keep looking at it. You might see some old stuff, but we're going to be getting some new stuff up there as well.
And it looks like you can find all the links for all these different products and such at your main website, dogface208.com. And they've got links there to some music you're involved with. You just came out with a track about a month ago with Clipso, also featuring Snoop Dogg, man.
Yeah.
As I said, growing up when I did, I mean, I got tons of them old Snoop beds because that's, I mean, when I was about, geez, that must have been when I was about 10 or so, thinking back.
Yeah.
I mean, that was what it was all about, the old Snoop and Dre. What was it like to be a hip-hop fan and all of a sudden you're making music with Snoop Dogg?
So insane, you know what I mean? Like I said, the first time I met him was at... video shoot with Nathaniel Cornell and OV Unofficial or whatever. And like I said, that was fun and everything. And then he seen me. He's like, we're two dogs. We should meet up. We should do something together. Then that's when he introduced me to the Vivint people. We did a Vivint commercial. After that, you know, like I said, go on, fast forward. And then Calypso, my producer that works with Giatoni Inc., you know, my manager and everything. They said if I wanted to get on a track, if I wanted to sing, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, I always messed around just playing around, you know. Then the whole thing came up with, you know, what if we get Snoop on it? What if we get, you know, War behind it? You know, to have even War, you know, and Snoop, you know, oh, man, it's just insane, you know. And then it's just stuff you talk about when you're a kid, you know what I mean? Like I said, and then...
Well, and in that video, I mean, you got Cheech and Chong showing up in the video.
Tell me about it. We got Cheech and Chong, George Lopez... It was just a list and list of people on people, man. It was so insane sitting there. Besides Cheech and Chong, you know, indulging in the festivities and everything, having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if people want to check that video out, you can link to it right off of the dogface208.com website. Yeah, like I said, as a local guy myself growing up around here, to just see another local guy doing all this stuff, it's just cool, man.
Yes, yes. Like I said, I got new music coming out right now as well with some local people as well. Shout out to Dino from Fort Hall and DRG. He's a rapper here from Idaho Falls. And yeah, JQ208, and everybody knows Cookie Monster, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's out there doing them things. And like I said, I just want to try to help some people come out and do some things, you know, because people know we got talent here. And
absolutely.
I'm just trying to help broadcast that, you know what I mean? So that's what's up.
Didn't you say it was like the first time in like 20 years Cheech and Chong were together?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Calypso was the one that told me that, and I was like, really? And I started thinking about it, and he's like, yeah, this is the first time they've ever been on film together since 20 or some odd years. And, you know, to have them come together and to be part of somebody, you know, some little Mexican native from Idaho, you know, and to be on a video, it was just amazing, dude. And shout out to them because, like I said, they know my name. They call me by Dogface or Nate, you know. And, yeah, it's just crazy seeing that.
That's got to be totally wild, man.
It blows my mind.
Yeah, those movies, you know, movies I used to watch as a teenager and just because they're hilarious.
Yes.
You know, so cool. Well, I definitely want to keep chatting with you. Appreciate you spending a good amount of time hanging out with us on the show today.
No doubt.
And when you get these new tracks with the local guys done, make sure to shoot them over to me. I handle a lot of the music on Z103, so if there's a clean enough version, yeah, you know, or if we
no
can
doubt.
Always clean it up a bit, I'd definitely like to get it out there. And that's awesome that you're doing that for local musicians in the local scene. I grew up in local bands around here, and you know, when you've got a platform that you can expose local talent, I mean,
oh, yeah.
that's amazing that you're doing that for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Well, stick around. We'll be back with more with Dog Face. It's the noon hour of madness and mayhem powered by McKenzie River Pizza of Idaho Falls.
Key Bear 101.
It's the noon hour of madness and mayhem powered by McKenzie River Pizza of Idaho Falls. I'm Victor Wilkes.
And I am Peaches.
And we got Dog Face in the house.
Yep.
Dogface 208 on all of your socials. And all right, Dogface, we need help. We need advice on how to use TikTok. We've got an account. We've thrown together some silly videos. What are some of the key things for anybody looking to make online content that you would say might assist in growth on their platforms?
The main thing I can tell everybody is, you know what I mean, it's 15, 30 seconds. They say you can film up to 3 minutes now, you know what I mean? But like I said, it's still 15 to 30 seconds of just being goofy, just being yourself, you know what I mean? Being that person you are when you're singing in the shower, you know? Being the person you are in front of your family when nobody's around, you know what I mean? When no stranger's around, you know? It's basically just being yourself, you know? Just get out there, do that thing, make yourself smile. Because, you know, I look at my videos and go back and watch them and just laugh at them, you know, just thinking, what am I doing that for, you know?
Right.
It's just so insane sometimes. And then, yeah, like I said, just be yourself and just be happy with what your videos, you know, the videos you make and be compassionate with it. Just keep pushing out content. And like I said, there's so many people out in the world, so many people on TikTok. 30, 40,000 will grab onto you quickly. You know what I mean? Then after that, you're just looking at it like, how did I do that? Then you just want to continue doing it. They'll keep sharing videos. And then, like I said, you'll eventually just blow up like no other. You know what I mean? It's insane.
How often do you put out a new video?
Okay, before I was doing, you know, all this other stuff, I was pushing out 4 to 5 videos a day, like I said, seriously, for about a year straight before everything popped off and everything. Nowadays, because I'm busy and whatever, and I got so much things going on, I try to push at least one video a day, or two, or three, you know what I mean? But lately, it's been one or two.
And how do you go about coming up with the ideas for each video? Because you do a lot of different types of things. Earlier, you mentioned checking trends and things. What's kind of your creative process on figuring out what you're going to do for videos that day?
I like to stay freaking, you know, out there, you know what I mean? My mind is always on cloud nine, so I just like to, you know, think about stuff that, you know, pops in my head, things that remind me of the past, songs that remind me of the past. Or I'll be on For You page looking up trends. Usually mix it up myself is what I'll do. I'll do a trend, then I'll go off and do something that I like, you know, just normal, you know, just off the wall, goofy, either a skit or a dance skit or something, you know, but something in my era, you know, and then I'll do something trendy that everybody's doing. And then I just mix it up like that.
We got to write this down, Victor.
This is recorded, man.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm going to remember. What did I tell you about consistency, Peaches?
I just hate seeing myself on camera, okay?
That's another thing everybody has to get over with. You know what I mean? After you get over that little hump, then, yeah, obviously you can just do whatever after that.
Yeah, he's been filming me while I'm just sitting right here, and so he'll slap, like, the old man face on me. Or the crying face, man. That crying face is brutal.
Yeah, that's going around.
I look like such a fool with that crying face. But it was funny, so.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to do pretty well. So maybe after we wrap this up, would you make a K-Bear TikTok video with us?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm down with that.
I mean, well, you'll have to give us an idea, probably. If we can get the giant here to dance.
No, not happening.
I think that'd be pretty cool, because you got the good dance moves. I've seen plenty of your videos, and I'm like, man.
We want views, not reports.
Yeah, just vibe out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to give something a whirl and try it out. So, what's next for Dogface? What you got in the works aside from the music you've been working
like
on?
Like I said, I'm doing, trying to step into acting right now. Like I said, I got Reservation Dogs on Hulu coming out on August 3rd. I'll be doing, that's my acting career or acting debut, you want to say, or whatever it is. And then, like I said, hopefully after that, people see me catch on and I can catch a movie deal, hopefully, you know what I mean, or something like that, you know what I mean? And,
awesome.
And a bunch of casting directors in Cali hit me up or something, you know, something, you know.
Now, is Reservation Dogs, is it a series? Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's a series on Hulu. It came out, I believe, last year, and it's indigenous-based, you know, Native American-wise, you know. We call ourselves Natives, not Native Americans, but yeah. And then, yeah, like I said, the first season was so awesome, you know. I loved it, watching it and everything, and then they called me for season two to audition, and I was just tripping out on that again, you know what I mean? Like, every opportunity that I get, it just blows my mind, you know, and then I've always wanted to act when I was little, you know, just being goofy and Jim Carrey, just watching Jim Carrey and In Living Color, you know. And yeah, just to be out there doing it now, it's just awesome, you know what I mean?
Well, and it's cool that you've stuck with your roots and you're still living here in East Idaho. Is that something you anticipate doing long term, or are you looking at, you know, moving with all these new opportunities?
We want to move, but I don't think we're going to move out of Idaho Falls. You know, as soon as I got the money enough to get a house, I bought my house here, you know. I love Idaho Falls, you know what I mean? I don't plan on moving anywhere else. But if we do move, I want to move up towards the hill somewhere or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully, but I don't know. But who knows? My daughters and them, they love Portland. You know, who knows?
Yeah, I know when I was younger, I certainly wanted to get to a bigger place. And then, I don't know, as I got older, I've come to like the
small... They always come back to Idaho Falls.
Yeah. I've always dug the smaller town vibes.
Yeah.
Once you put up with too much of that traffic and stuff,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, every single day. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I can hang with that. Well, if you want to keep up to date on all things Dogface, he's on every social platform. Look for Dogface208. Visit the website, dogface208.com. I'm definitely going to have to get myself some of your merch. Right after the Dreams video dropped, did you see Dogface Halloween costumes going around?
I got video sent for me from everywhere again, just like my viral video of everybody that wore it, everybody who made their own. People just threw on their own too, you know, the people who didn't buy it. It was just insane. Yeah.
Oh, that was everywhere. So cool.
Yeah, it was so insane.
I think we had DJs in the building who went as Dogface for Halloween, if
That's
I recall.
What's up.
We were hitting up the haunted attraction. Awesome to meet you finally.
Likewise.
Hopefully we can stay in touch and yeah. Well, maybe we'll quickly try to slap together a K-Bear TikTok and see what we can. Do you like brutal metal?
Yeah, I'm down with it. You know what I mean?
Maybe we'll find a song and see if we can figure out something to do with that.
Right? I'm down with it.
A right. Mini mosh pit.
Yeah, see, we
mosh
can do that.
With Dogface. We got a little room over there.
Yeah, I'm sure if we play Lorna Shore, they'll look at it.
That could be pretty cool.
Because we'll be looking at TikTok a lot.
All right, we might be onto something here. Have you ever made a moshing video?
Oh, I've moshed before. Like I said, I love music. You know what I mean? I used to mosh with my brother and my older brother. Rest in peace, you know, he's the one that got me into heavy metal and all that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like I said, every type of music, you know, I've moshed before, I've gotten thrown to the ground, head bopped on the floor, everything, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. See, Peaches, yeah. You've never lived till you've, you know, been inside. Peaches is afraid of the mosh.
Oh, I'm not afraid. I'm standing there.
They became a little soft now, you know what I mean? The mosh pits now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They ain't as rough as they used to be. So, yeah.
Have you dealt with the Salt Lake City crowd? Because he says they're hardcore over there.
They used to be. I don't know. I've went to a couple shows recently, and, I mean, I'm the old guy there, and I was kind of disappointed with the level. But I grew up going to them Slayer pits down in Salt Lake back in the day. And that
Pantera?
Pantera, yeah.
There you go.
It get a little rough.
There you go.
All right, dogface208.com. You know, thanks so much again, man, for stopping by.
No doubt. Appreciate you guys and everything. You know what I mean? It's just awesome.
Anytime, man. If you're bored, you come on over. We're always glad to have you.
Right on.
Key Bear 101.